Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Dogs of the Past. The huskies running today's Iditarod bear little resemblance to the bulky sled dogs Alaskans used to rely on year-round, as breeding programs have refined genetic lines to create dogs designed to excel at the 1,000-mile wintertime race. The cost of specialization has been a lack of diversity. Decades ago, sled dogs might have run in races, but they were also a source of labor. And as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, they helped haul everything from ice to beaver meat.
Benedict Jones was born in 1933 at a fish camp upriver from Keokuk, where he's lived most of his life. His neighbor, a few miles down, was George Atla, better known as the Hooslea Hustler, who was born just a few days later. I spoke with Jones at the checkpoint in Keokuk about how sled dogs were in the old days.
When I was 6 years old, my dad started having me drive dogs with the jeep pool. And my dad would be walking ahead with dogs with snowshoes, and I'd be following them. And then we start training our dogs in the fall, in October, right after lakes and freeze up. But in the meantime, in the summertime, my dad used to turn them loose, take them across the river. It's a mile wide from here over to the other side, and make the dogs swim all the way across. That's to keep them in shape, but he'd do that once a week. And what he does too is when he tied them in the summertime, he put them on a gravel area or little rocks area. That's the way it's to keep their paws in shape all the time, you know, when they're with that rocks that keep their paws nice and tough. In 1950, my grandma and I, we left our camp. It's about 85 miles from here, and we had 10 beaver carcasses, weighs about 400 pounds, and two sleds with the jeep pool and a race sleigh. When we started down, the first time we hooked up them 14 dogs together. For 70 miles, we never say nothing. 75 miles, we never say a word. And I tell my grandma, I said, "Grandma, quit holding the brake." And the dogs, my leaders, she looked back at me, and the first time we say a word, you know, after 75 miles, and she'd look at me and say, "Huff, huff, 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 huff." And dogs just start galloping at about 16 miles an hour. And we came here 2:30 in the afternoon. People saw us coming. They all start clapping like it. And the dogs just start barking, and everything took off up the bank. They were just happy, hollering and barking, just like they only went about 2 miles. And that's how good a shape we had our dogs in. They were a lot tougher than these Iditarod dogs.
And in the summer, with the boats, before there were outboard motors, how would the dogs be with the boats?
In the summertime, before the outboard motors came out, one summer, my dad and I, we about 10 miles down, he wanted to bring a dry fish, bundle of fish, summer chum. So he hooked up the dogs, and we put about 15 barrels of fish in a, what we call a rowboat, and attached a tow line to the dogs, and the dogs were in the harness.
When was the last dog team in Keokuk? When was the last time somebody had a dog team?
I had my last dog team about 3 years ago, but they were sprint dogs. After I retired in 1990, they had Spring Carnival here every year. So all the teams from different villages come compete against each other. I competed Ruby, Galena, Keokuk, Nalato, Caltech, and Hooslea sprint race. Starting out, I probably come in second and third, but later on, my dogs got tougher and made first place every village except Galena. There were too much competition from Fairbanks teams. And I beat George Atla twice in a sprint race.
Are you cheering for anyone this year to win?
No, not really.
Yeah. For AK, I'm Zachariah Hughes.